DJ Goat on Radio KCUF. This is the time for death metal, when all spirit is converted to scrap metal, and all that we had thought was embellishment to life is rust. In our canker and our decay, we have situated ourselves apart from the life we would dearly love to touch. Without hands, without eyes, we hope to experience a life we have created artificially for ourselves. As we are so blind, as we are so self-denying, we are lost to the true majesty and power of life, something that can be affirmed only by removing our judgment, by stripping away the filters we use to process our reality. Death metal is one such agent, a virus of nihilistic intent. It tears down all structures outside of the inherent and necessary. Death metal is lucidity. I am DJ Goat. This is KCUF Radio. And we're going to start out with At the Gates. All life ends.
All life ends. The vision fades. All that remains are memories.
Necrophobic with Shadows of the Moon. That's a tune from the Swedish death metal revival that occurred when death metal first touched those blessed Scandinavian shores and sprung forth in its most violent form yet to date. Thundering, self-exploded guitars and tormented, simple, crippled, and yet evocative riffs made that genre a standout in the history of death metal. Let's hear it from the Mad Swedes. Before that, of course, was Vader with Demon's Wind, and previous to that, At the Gates with All Life Ends. Both of those bands are classic from the death metal scene, having brought us many hours of enjoyable music and being known in each their own way for something distinctive about their composition. At the Gates, the mad melodic progressive masters, and Vader, the drawling, rolling, mechanistic and destructive legions of death metal. Next up is an oldie. This is Possessed. a dive into the black, delving permanently deep into our twisted and sadistic subconscious. We started that set with Possessed, Exorcist, their song about giving up the soul so that it may be cleaned of its infernal passions. One must never be exorcised, for then one has been integrated. The world has taken over, the spirit has been absorbed, and the flesh is just compliant. Nothing coherent in that, only duty, only a simple aversion to the burden of consciousness. Without much further intervention from the forces of good, we prolong the empire of darkness by further insinuating the death of God, the destruction of order, and the uselessness of the arbitrary with this satanic and highly underrated work from Sarcophago.
Bye. Yeah!